today, this morning, started at 8 o'clock and going to 3 this afternoon, and then again tomorrow from 8 to 3 down at M&T Bank Stadium. We will be exchanging jerseys we have for those who want a returned licensed jersey, NFL licensed jerseys, with the number 27, Ray Rice's number on it. And we'll be doing that for the next 2 days.
What jerseys are eligible and what jerseys are not eligible?
Those jerseys that are officially licensed by the NFL, and in fact, we'll have an NFL licensing expert at the stadium on both days to verify. There are a lot of bootleg jerseys, memorabilia out there that the NFL has to fight all the time. And some people have those, but those we will not accept. We'll only accept the ones that are licensed.
Would these jerseys have to have been purchased at a Ravens team store, or could they have been purchased at any sporting goods store?
They could be purchased anywhere. As long as they're licensed, there won't be a problem.
And what about being in person?
Yes, we're asking those with that to come to the stadium. And it's a difficult task we're doing here, you know, and we're trying to do it the right way. And so we're going to have staff there on today until 3 o'clock and then tomorrow from 8 to 3 to handle all of this.
How busy do you expect them to be? I guess the question is, how much flack have you received over this whole Ray Rice ordeal?
Well, obviously, there's a lot of flack around it. We haven't received a lot of email or contact through our website or through phone calls where people say, hey, I bought a Ray Rice jersey. I want to give it back. But we still feel this is the right thing to do and the right thing to offer to the public.
What will be the fate of these jerseys that are returned back to the team?
Well, we've looked into recycling, but evidently we've been told by the NFL manufacturers that a good portion of the jerseys are not recyclable. So we'll turn them into scrap and offer them to companies that do take scrap by the bulk, and if not, we'll just send them to the dump.
Are there any parameters as to what shirts or jerseys can be exchanged for?
Yeah, the jerseys we have available at our team store, and when we run out of those, and we have about 8 players with jerseys there, but when we run out of those, if we run out of those, and frankly we anticipate we'll run out, then we'll give vouchers and fans will be able to get those jerseys when we get them back in stock.
Do you know the names offhand of the players' jerseys available?
Boy, John, off the top of my head, it's, you know, Joe Flacco, Dennis Pitta, Steve Smith, Justin Tucker, Terrell Suggs. I know I'm missing somebody there. Torrey Smith, of course. But we have 7 or 8 jerseys in stock right now.
Okay. I think that'll do it. Anything else you want to say about this whole exchange situation Friday and Saturday?
You know, fans coming should park in Lot B, which is on the north side of the stadium, which is the Oriole Park side of the stadium, and then enter Gate A, and then they'll be sent to our team store in the stadium, and the exchange will begin.